Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Well, today is a lot different than yesterday. A longtime friend of 25 plus years, Randy Zeman, amazing man of God. We vacationed together. Mm. He and his wife traveled, Laurel would travel to meetings and run the book table for us. And every morning, almost every morning after this call,
yes,
I'd get a text from Randy and from Laurel. Well, yesterday, Randy transitioned to heaven, suddenly. As Laurel said, he's now dancing with the angels. And an incredible human being. In fact, I could spend this program and programs all week telling stories about the Rand.
Amen, the Rand.
Yeah. But just keep the family in prayer.
Please.
And we'll talk about that maybe a little more. Well, this is January 2nd,
day two of
the 7 days of confession. You should have these confessions, but I feel led to give each day on the program. Confession for today. Heavenly Father, I thank you that whatever I ask in prayer and believe that I receive, it will be granted to me according to Mark 11, 23 and 24. I rejoice that you empower me to overcome every attack of the enemy. You infuse me with an inner strength, allowing me to be self-sufficient, and your sufficiency is found in the words of Philippians 4:13. Father, your word says that if I believe on you and in you, and I do, that I shall do the greater works. I rejoice all things are possible to those who believe, and I believe according to John 14:12. Lord, I'm ready to shout because nothing is impossible to me, and no word from you is impossible of fulfillment according to the words in Luke 1:37. And I call this done in the strong name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
How about you read that too, Beth?
I can do it. I need to every day. Heavenly Father, I thank you that whatever I ask in prayer and I believe that I receive, it will be granted to me according to Mark 11, 23 and 24, powerful scriptures. I rejoice that you empower me to overcome every attack of the enemy. You infuse me with inner strength, allowing me to be self-sufficient in your sufficiency, as found in the words of Philippians 4:13, Classic Amplified Version. Father, your word says that if I believe in you, and I do, that I shall do the greater works. I rejoice that all things are possible to those who believe, and I believe, according to John 14:12. Lord, I'm ready to shout because nothing, hallelujah, is impossible to me, and no word from you is impossible of fulfillment, according to the words of Luke 1:37. And I call all this done in the strong name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
You know, when God gave me these seven confessions, he said to me that doing these seven confessions for the first 7 days and maybe even beyond, that it would make 2020 a year of destiny. Our best year ever. Well, here are seven keys to help do that. Number one, believe things are going to change. There's an old saying, if you don't believe in something, you'll fall for anything. More properly said, if you don't believe in the Word of God, then you're more likely fall for the tricks, traps, lies, deceptions, and wiles they may throw your way. The word believe is found in 131 verses in the King James Bible. But we're just going to share seven things that you must believe. First, you must believe that God is a miracle-working Savior. Matthew 9:28. And when he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him and said unto, and Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I'm able to do this? And they said unto him, yea, Lord.
Second, he wants you and your family saved. In Acts 16:31, Acts 16:31, it said, "And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house." Hallelujah. And also in Romans 10:9, it says, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved."
Third, don't be afraid. Just believe. I love this scripture. Mark 5:36. "As Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe."
And fourth, we must believe all things are possible for us. You must believe all things are possible for you. In Mark 9:23, Message Bible, Mark 9:23 says, Jesus said, "If there is no ifs among believers, anything can happen."
Fifth, you must believe and not doubt. Mark 11:23. "For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, and he shall have whatsoever he saith."
That's part of today's confession.
Amen.
Sixth, you will receive what you believe. Here's the last part of it, Mark 11:24. This in the New Living Translation says, "I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours."
Seventh, when you believe, you will receive power. John 1:12, Classic Amplified. "But to as many as did receive and welcome him, he gave the authority, power, privilege, right to become the children of God. That is, to those who believe in, adhere to, trust in, and rely on his name."
Number two, be a doer, not a talker. Do you want to know what impresses God, what makes a difference with him? Let me read you Romans 2:13. Romans 2:13 in the Message Bible. It says, "Merely hearing God's law is a waste of your time if you don't do what he commands. Doing, not hearing, is what makes the difference with God." Oh, I could preach a sermon on that. God is impressed by what we do, not what we intended to do or thought we might get around to doing. If we really want God's approval, then, and do you want God's approval? In James 2:24, God's Word Translation, James 2:24, it says, "You see that a person receives God's approval because of what he does, not only because of what he believes." So we receive God's approval by doing what he says to do from his word. And if we want to move from the prison of mediocrity to the freedom of success that only the freedom of success can bring, then we need to stop talking about it and start doing it.
Hallelujah.
In Genesis 39:22, it says, "And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it." In Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for doer is H62:13, and it means to do, accomplish, produce. Joseph was a dreamer, but his destiny manifested because of what he did about his dream. If you become known as the go-to person in your workplace, you'll find doors of opportunity opening for you beyond your expectation. Joseph was a doer everywhere he went. And when he was a doer in the prison, it opened the doors for him to escape into his destiny. When we listen, obey, act on the word of God, God will bless and reward us. And James 1:25 tells us this. This is in the New Living Translation. "But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says, and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it." Key, be a doer of his word.
Absolutely. Number three, confession prepares us for success now and forever. You know, these first 7 days, confession should be a part of what we're doing every day. Mm. And not just once a day, several times during the day, like breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know, feast on it. Eat it. Let it become you. Number three, confession prepares us for success now and forever. You know, there's a reason the old saying, confession is good for the soul, is more than just an old saying. It's a spiritual truth, a scriptural directive when we're walking with God. If we do not confess our sins and ask for His forgiveness, then we're in deep trouble now and for eternity. 1 John 1:9. We confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We confess our sins, He'll forgive us all our unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when it comes to confessing sins, sometimes we might be like Fonzie from the old TV show Happy Days, if you remember that. Fonzie was a cool guy who could never admit he made a mistake or even say the word sorry. He couldn't seem to get that word out of his mouth. Sadly, some Christians have difficulty confessing their sins because they refuse to take responsibility for their actions. If you blame someone else for your problems, then you'll never become what God intends you to be.
Number four, are you listening now? Expect something good to happen today.
Today. Hallelujah.
Amen. From the moment you opened your eyes this morning, and every morning, we need to begin to expect a supernatural move of God in our lives during this day. In Psalm chapter 5, verse 3 in the New International Version, it says, "In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation." And in Psalm 62, verse 5, it says, "My soul, wait thou upon God. Wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him." If we begin each day filled with supernatural expectation about what God is going to do with His presence, peace, protection, promises, power, promotion, and provision, we will not be disappointed. We need to begin each day with supernatural expectations, and we will not be disappointed. Jeremiah 29:13. I love this. Jeremiah 29:13 Message Bible says, "When you come looking for me, you'll find me. Yes, when you get serious about finding me and want it more than anything else, I'll make sure you won't be disappointed. God's decree, I'll turn things around for you. You can count on it." That's what expectation will bring us. Can anybody say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
You know, if something good's going to happen today, we need to be expecting
that's
that it's
exactly
going
right.
to happen.
And that's why these confessions are so important.
Yes.
If you don't have yours, you can go to Herald. Actually, you can go to heraldhearing.com/2020, and you'll see the letter, and you'll be able to get the confessions right there. But we're going to finish this on tomorrow's call. We are. One last thought. Please keep our precious friend Laurel in prayer, that she be peaceful, comforted by the Holy Spirit in the days ahead.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. And keep being expectant on what good things are going to happen for you today.
Exactly right. Till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.